I think definitely. I think it was kind of impressive the first couple OTAs to see how few mental errors there were. You know, I know I always talked about it. You know, with guys implementing a new offense and trying to learn it and do all that, it was pretty impressive. The lack of mental errors. So that was something that was definitely a positive. But it's definitely, you know, I think it's hitting guys quicker. It's hitting guys' minds quicker. They're not having to think about it as much. So I think we've gotten better each and every day.
How do you think Allen Robinson's doing?
I think he's awesome. I mean, you saw some of the catches he made today. He can go up and get the football. I think that's something that he's always been able to do, something that that he definitely likes to do, and something we got to take advantage of.
What happened yesterday, and how'd you bounce back today?
Yeah, I struggled yesterday. You know, it's going to happen. It's part of it, and I think, you know, Gus talks about having to face adversity and uncomfortable situations in order to have great growth. So that was definitely adversity and uncomfortable because it wasn't good. So I think to be able to bounce back and have a better day today, you know, I still don't think it's as good as we need to be or as good as we're going to be, you know, come September, but it was definitely a step in the right direction.
What are you seeing from that offensive line group? With, you know, a new right tackle and obviously AJ looking in over at left guard.
I think they've done an awesome job. They've battled, they competed, and they've worked their tails off. You know, they're smart, they're learning the new offense just like the receivers are, different protections and schemes and all that. So I think they've done a really good job, and I'm excited to play with them.
How different is your follow group now than the way it was? And has it been hard to stay with that?
Yeah, you know, it's hard when you're trying to change stuff like that. You know, it's something I've been doing since I was 12 years old. You know, so it's definitely been developing a bad habit. You know, so to be able to change, like, it's something you got to think about. So, you know, right now I'm kind of in the stage of doing it as much as possible until I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, explain what the bad habit was and how you're correcting it.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, the takeaway was kind of the first thing we wanted to fix, you know, kind of shortening up the circle and shortening up the throwing motion and then kind of just following through and, you know, making sure that the ball's leaving off your pointer finger and, you're ripping your thumb down. You know, I was kind of cutting across the ball, throwing it like a baseball sometimes, causing some wobblers. So trying to get rid of those as much as possible.
How often do you still catch yourself on the video coming across and playing?
Yeah, you know, it comes up in team periods and stuff, you know, because I can think about it in the individual. I can think about it in routes on air. And you go to team, you start thinking about other things, you know, schemes and coverages and reads and stuff like that. So it's definitely something I got to continue to work on.
Are you pleased with the results, though? Because obviously you're throwing a better ball, prettier ball than you did last year.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Seems like you guys like it. So that's what I did it for.
Yeah.
I think I got to continue to work on it, continue to improve it. But it's definitely night and day, I think, from this time last year.
Do your receivers like it?
I would hope so. You know, I'm trying. I mean, they kind of run their route, and if the ball's there, they catch it. If not, they try to catch it. You know, that's kind of what they do, and they do a great job of it. So my job is to get it near them and make it as catchable as possible.
Are you where you thought you'd be at this point in OTAs?
Say that again.
Are you where you thought you'd be at this point in OTAs?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard. You know, it's definitely hard to compare this year and last year. You know, it's definitely a different mindset, you know, even though you're learning two offenses again over. It's different because I've had a year in the NFL, but I think I've learned some. I got a lot more to learn, and obviously still have a lot more to do physically as well.
Tom House says that everything that baseball people tell pitchers is all wrong. Does he say that about quarterbacks too, about football people and quarterbacks too? What's his philosophy on that?
No, you know, Tom's a baseball guy. You know, he'll tell you he doesn't know a whole lot about football. He knows throwing. You know, it's something that he's an expert on, so that's where he gives his advice. But he kind of stays out of football as far as everything else besides throwing.
So he just teaches how to throw.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You watch his contracts. A quarterback these days, if he plays 3 or 4 years, stays healthy, if it goes 500, he gets $20 million. You don't have to win Super Bowls anymore to make that kind of money. Does that kind of make your eyes light up, or how do you?
I mean, $100 million is always exciting. You know? So those guys all earn it. They're great quarterbacks, and, you know, they get paid what they deserve.
You can fake them and say, hey, that can be you in a couple years.
That's the goal. You know, I try and go out and get better each and every day and want to make a career out of this, not a job. So I want to be here long term and, you know, do as much as I can to make this team better and you know, have a blast doing it.
Are you going back to California between end of mini camp and camp again?
Yeah, I'll go out there for a week in July at some point.
Meet with Kyle Tucker?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll go see them. Yeah.
How much mental health is he?
I think he's huge. You know, he's a guy that's extremely bright, and I think he has a really good eye for seeing stuff like that and can watch you do it and kind of break it down. You know, I think something that's pretty cool is him and Ole are on the same page of a lot of stuff, kind of speak the same language. You know, so it's cool. You're not hearing two totally different languages.
For lack of a better term, do you have a plan in place to keep it up during the season this year mechanically?
Yeah, you know, I think going out there was kind of, I was able to get a list of things and kind of a workout routine and things I need to do. And that was kind of, I learned it and continued to do it the whole time I was out there. So, you know, I could bring it back here when I came home and continue to do it and work on it.
Because that was tough for you to do last year, right? To keep the mechanical stuff.
Yeah. It kind of fell apart. So I think now having a routine and a plan is definitely going to help.